Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Yeah, JB!
Hey!
Sup, bro? There's days where I feel dumb. I don't feel ashamed to admit that. I'm fine with it. I can live in it, and I can admit it to the audience and say, hey, guys, this is one of those days where I feel like a dummy, like a real dum-dum.
Okay.
I'm all wrapped up in the Super Bowl.
For sure.
Okay? Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, seems like true love.
Right.
And I love that. I love to see it, and I'm amped about it. But I was worried that she wasn't going to make it back for the Super Bowl in time. Because she is performing a concert. Is it Tokyo?
I think she's in Tokyo, yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it? Tokyo?
Tokyo.
Okay. She's in Tokyo. And you're like, how do you come back west to east and all that other stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, how does that work out?
Mm-hmm.
It turns out there's some line in the middle of the ocean or something like that where you actually time travel and you gain a day.
It's the international dateline.
Yeah. I've never done it, Bob, so I didn't know. My grandfather used to talk about it in World War II because he was on subs crossing the international dateline all the time. Mm-hmm. I just thought, you know, it was just a bunch of dudes on a boat jacking each other off, just kind of making up words and phrases.
Turns out
it's a real thing.
You were right. The first part was right, though.
Yeah. But you never know what you're making up of, like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if we just made up this? It's an international dateline, you know, and it's just right. It's this invisible thing where you're like, all right, cool, man. Turns out it's true. Mm-hmm. And because she's coming from there over here, she's going to make it to the game just in time.
Right.
Plenty of time. There was an article in Variety that went into like great detail about it. They said because she has a PJ. She's going to be able to fly 12 hours straight. Typically, most people have to refuel, not Taylor Swift. As a matter of fact, she's got a bed on that plane.
Yeah.
She's going to be able to sleep the whole time after the concert, mm-hmm. be well rested before she lands in Vegas, and then, you know, she'll be at the game.
Yeah.
Which is going to be awesome. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Good for the ratings and good for us. Right? That's good for everybody all the way around.
Yeah.
Because we all have these Super Bowl parties together, the men and the women. You guys are cheering for one thing. We're cheering mm-hmm. for the other.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, you guys is celebrity appearances.
Right.
The national anthems. Uh-huh. And then whoever the halftime show is.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm not amped about the halftime show this year.
Yeah. No?
No. I don't care about Usher.
Okay. I think you're going to change your tune.
The song that I like is the one that you do, but I only like the way that you do it.
So you think.
No.
And then they're going to start playing hits and you're going to just.
I never got down with Usher. It was never.
I know, like, you don't think you man. Did.
Bob, that's not true. Oh, we're on a YouTube video. So I just have you play the music. Yeah. Just name the songs, Bob, if you can, by Usher.
Usher.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all I know, though. That's like saying Maybach music for fucking Rick Ross. Like,
well, I know every, you know, Rick Ross song front to back. But yeah, I don't really know that many Usher songs, like, by name.
Same. Like, I know more Rick Ross songs.
It's not going to be by name, but you're going to be like,
but when you hear them, you're going to be like, oh, all right, cool.
Oh, yeah. You know?
I guess what I'm really admitting to myself today is I'm not into R&B dance music like that, like R&B dance.
I'm sure you'll have fun during the halftime show. That song.
By the way, he had his first major hit in 1997.
Holy shit. What was it?
You Make Me Wanna. The Way You Wanna Make Me Wanna.
Oh, God, dude. Oh. Yeah.
No, I don't know that one.
You made me want to be the one I'm with, and then I start a new relationship. And you, and I'm with you. I hate that song. I fucking hate it. Dude.
But you got to balance out the amount of, like, whiteness at the beginning of the Super Bowl with Post Malone and Reba.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, the Reba thing's a shock to me, to be honest with you. I don't know how Reba's reps swung that sitch there, where they were like, you know what would be great and is super relevant right now? Reba. Let's get Reba out there to sing the national
anthem.
Is
fucking evergreen.
You bite your tongue,
evergreen.
Sir. That is Bob's lady.
She is. As soon as Dolly Parton dies, Reba is it.
She's primed and ready to take over. Nope. Yep, she's going to slip right into that throne.
Not doing Reba. If you want to do a Carrie Underwood or somebody like that, fine. Reba, that's a strange one for me. It's a very odd choice for me.
We just need, we're just saying, like, a Dolly Parton is this very, like, you know, wise, not controversial, you know, Southern mom type figure that, you know.
Sure.
Her music isn't like.
Well, then you got Post Malone, who's covered in face tattoos.
But everyone knows why you're a Reba hater.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do with me not getting it, dude.
We know.
It has nothing to do with that show. It would have been a lot of money, but let's face it. Was it a great show? No.
It's okay. Let it out.
That money would have been great, though. 8 seasons of Reba? Holy shit.
Yeah.
But not, you know, it's not like I sit back and I'm like, oh my God, do you remember that Reba? You remember that one Reba episode?
Yeah.
We got crunked to? It's just not a thing in this world.
Right.
Because there is gigs that you take just for the gig of it, where you're like, all right, well, I'm on this thing, and I don't really care. You know, I've got friends who are on those CSI, whatever the fuck city they're at. They're just like, you know.
Yeah. They're fine, though. They're doing just fine.
They are. But it was just like,
art at its highest form.
Yeah, they're doing what they have to do.
NCIS.
And they're professional.
God, I remember cleaning.
Des Moines.
Hated 24. I think you told this story in the show. It was just like, if you miss the word "the" in a sentence, they stop the whole scene. I'm sorry, but you missed the word "the."
Oh, and for claim.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Which is funny because
lost it.
He was in my favorite NCIS.
Was he really?
The only one I watched.
That's funny.
NCIS New Orleans.
Oh, sure.
No, sure. But anyways, Taylor's going to time travel.
She's going to time travel. She's going to make
it.
She's
going to be fine.
They're going to win. I'm trying to go all in on my bookie right now. They still won't let me, by the way. That spread's down to 1. And they won't let me bet the max bet yet.
Yes, let the hate fuel you.
Yeah.
For Shanahan, for Purdy.
All of it is. I'm so fueled that I'm trying to press the phones every morning where I'm just like, oh, can I bet the max bet yet? When is time?
Jesse, you're going to lose your house.
It started at 2.5. It started at 2.5. It's already down to -1. And I'm just like, come on, man. Just let me in there with that max bet, brother.
Yeah.
And I did. So is MyBookie on the show today, Bob? Yeah. They are a sponsor. Great. Shit. I'll read them right now. MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Here's why that matters. What it did allow me to do, Bob, last night was prop bets. And because I knew we were doing this show this morning.
Right.
First touchdown scored. Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah?
It's going to be Travis Kelce.
Okay.
It's got to be, right?
I mean, look, if you think you can predict that sort of thing, then
I did last weekend.
Yeah. I mean, historically speaking, he scores in every one of the playoff games that he plays.
Okay. Right, but first. So it's got to be bet. It has to be first. No.
You can't also you can also do anytime touchdown.
But it's
you
less,
can, but it's less
odds,
money. Yeah. So I'll read it off because I did this late at night last night. I couldn't sleep. And I popped this off. I was surprised the odds on it. It's 20-1. 21 odds. $500 pays off at 10,000. So that would be awesome. That would be rad, Travis. And I just want to have a little something in on it, you know?
Yeah.
Just to get my beak wet on this and root for it. I want it to happen.
Yeah.
I want to manifest this.
Sure.
And that's why I'm putting it out to the world right now.
The secret? You're going to secret it?
Yeah. I watched the DVD last night. I popped in the secret DVD. I watched it, and I've got a vision board now above the bed, and I'm staring at Travis Kelce, and I want this to happen now.
Cool.
And I'm all in. But Usher, I kind of hope it maybe breaks, sprains an ankle. Not breaks a leg. That's terrible.
That is terrible.
But COVID or something like that, and then he has to sit out, and guess who's there in the booth? And then she just rolls down a coup. Straight fucking a coup, dude.
She would never.
No.
The show would have to go on. You know what would actually do it is Reba.
Yeah,
no
Reba
lie.
Would pop
Reba,
up there.
Reba would be like, anybody got a guitar? Just fuck it. I'll do it. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
How long? 12 minutes and 38 seconds? No problem.
That's pro. That's what we're talking about by taking,
she's a pro.
Taking the throne of Dolly, where it's just like, professional shit top to bottom.
Yeah, but Dolly reminded us she's queen at the Cowboys game.
She sure did.
She did.
She sure did. Yeah. She looked great. What is she, 70 something?
Who could say?
She's ageless.
Yeah.
She's ageless. But Jack Harlow performed in the game before that at halftime. It was dog shit.
Yeah.
And then 70 something year old Dolly Parton gets up there and looks like, I thought it was an old cheerleader.
You
want
to talk about somebody that's a fucking psyop? Jack Harlow.
I know. That guy doesn't seem real, does he?
No. He shouldn't
was
be a thing.
Was that a Firefest tent behind them? Fire fraud tent?
It was a yurt. It looked like a yurt.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you know, some type of vegetated land, or I don't really know what the look he was going for but it was terrible.
Yeah.
But look, if Usher gets COVID or something like that.
Who are the special guests you think he's going to have? That could potentially replace him.
You know, that's a great question.
Or just be, you know, additional to his show.
I think it's one obvious one. For Usher?
Yeah.
There's one obvious one.
Lil Jon?
Yeah, Lil Jon.
Lil Jon, which would be great.
That would be
great. The place would go nuts for Lil Jon.
That would be great.
But the rest of it, I just can't get down on Usher, on my own. However, he should be in tip-top shape, though, because he's been doing that Vegas residency. And people have been going nuts for that for a while.
Got to be in good shape.
Yeah.
Carrot Top
so
also.
He's good.
Vegas, right?
Oh, that's right. I forgot it's in Vegas. There's so many people that could fill in actually in Vegas.
Dude, fucking
holy
Carrot
shit.
Top just pops
Carrot
out.
Top? Have you seen Carrot Top recently?
Boy. He's jacked.
No, recent.
No, I mean, he's still jacked.
Not only is he jacked, but he went to Burning Man and never came back. And
hair is
going,
90 different colors.
Going
braids.
The way of an Aerosmith older lesbian mom look.
So he didn't use sunscreen is what you're saying.
No, just go to the picture.
Go to the picture, dude. He looks like Steven Tyler.
I can't do it. Rob has to do it.
Rob, pull up the picture of recent Carrot Top. Or C-Top is what they call him in the biz. I'm kidding. Nobody calls him C-Top. It'd be great if they did, though.
You know who C-Top shares a birthday with?
Yeah, this is tough.
Yeah, okay, so...
Or even, I don't know.
No, that one.
Here's
that
one.
Good
this one.
Lord.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he didn't use sunscreen.
No, there's one where he has, dreads.
He's got dreads.
He's
now.
Got, a thicker glass. It's very,
Puts a...
He
type
looks
in
like
Carrot Top dreads. And then see what pops
what
up.
What did
there.
We put in? Carrot Top now?
Oh, shit. Well, look at the picture on Rogan. Yeah,
I don't
that's
know.
Right. He was just on Rogan, too.
I don't know what Rob does.
There you go.
Okay, right...
Oh, yeah. where he was on Rogan. And he
there
was
you go.
Right
okay,
there.
Yeah,
boom.
Yeah. Now, I think it's with the glasses and then the he puts that up in a bun, those dreads and stuff.
Yep. And then dyes the eyebrows
it's
black.
It's a look. It's a real look. My
it is.
Gosh.
Now, it's pretty good. I'm going to read you Usher's, I'm on his biggest songs or whatever for Apple Music. And here are his biggest collaborators.
What do we got?
Okay.
There's has Lil Jon and Ludacris.
So Luda.
Luda popping out.
That'd be great. Luda's still in top form. He looks the same age.
Yeah.
Did one with Alicia Keys called My Boo.
She's done a Super Bowl before.
She has done a Super Bowl, I believe, yeah.
We've got a Will I Am and a Pitbull.
Oh, Pitbull. Mr. Worldwide pops up.
Gross.
Now, fingers crossed, he had a pretty big duet with fellow R&B singer R. Kelly.
Oh, now talk about...
Release him.
I can guarantee that won't happen.
Release him. Let him up on stage.
But like how kind of like... I'd be very excited about it.
Yeah.
Now,
just for that second, then you put him back.
Here's one that could bring the fucking house down if even one of these two people come out. Probably the latter. Love in This Club featuring Beyonce and Lil Wayne.
I wanna love this club.
Okay.
All right, if they play that, I still need
Ross. This is gonna be fun.
I still need. Well, I need the guest. I need the guests then. The guests are what makes it fun.
Now,
I don't really give a shit about Usher. The guests of all of those songs that you just named made those songs.
In no world is Usher going to perform solo.
I hope not.
I think there's, from what I hear, there's going to be a lot of guest appearances.
Then I'm fine with that.
And by the way, there's one guest that I think is going to be there, and it's going to be one of the most talked about things at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
There's going to be a sick fucking dance-off. And everyone's going to be furious because he has multiple songs with Chris Brown.
Oh.
But watching those two dance?
Yeah. You'd forget all your cares would just be wiped away, huh?
Yeah, Chris Brown kind of skates by for all the shit he's done.
He
only gets popped for the one thing with Rihanna, but he's done a lot worse.
It's my theory of just like doing it all, right?
Yeah.
Like, while you're about to go to court for the domestic battery, like you beat up the current girlfriend.
Double down.
And then it's like some weird TMZ picture and nobody really believes it or they can't like handle that back to back.
Yeah. If you give them too many headlines, they can't cover you.
Yeah. You just go like, I can't. I guess he's fine. It's too much.
I wonder if it's up because usually they have bets on this or who's going to show up here. Because money wise, I don't think Chris Brown, just because of the backlash, I don't think the NFL would ever allow that
backlash?
To happen.
Backlash? I mean,
I don't know. He beat the Christ out of his ex girlfriend.
So when does that ever stop the NFL?
Yeah. A. And B. Took the words out of my mouth. B. Like, it's one of those things that people kind of don't care.
All right.
Like, he'll show up places at shows or award shows or whatever, and you're like, okay. I guess this
and like
is
grind
cool.
on fans and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hold on. I didn't know this. Usher and Chris Brown are, I guess, in a feud.
Good. He doesn't need to be there.
Yeah. I really just want a little Jonathan.
Little Jonathan would be
little
great.
Little Jonathan and a Ludacris. That would be really great.
Have the Fast movies soured you on Luda?
No.
Not even the State Farm commercials.
Okay.
Oh man,
I'm into all of it,
dude.
I'm not in the State Farm commercials.
The drama between Chris Brown and Usher is
what is it
on brand?
What's the crux?
So it was at Chris Brown's birthday party on May 5th.
Sure.
Okay. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, everybody was singing happy birthday to him this past May 5th. And TMZ reported apparently Chris Brown was trying to talk to Teyana Taylor.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And she ignored him, which enraged Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who then tried
which
to
she's
get
prone to.
Yeah, he then tried to get at her, and Usher had to hold him back, I guess.
Oh,
from
okay.
Teyana Taylor.
Oh, okay. Let me break this down. So you invited Chris Brown to your party.
No, it was Chris Brown's party.
Chris Brown's party. You went to Chris Brown's party and then were surprised when Chris Brown stuff happened. Do you know what I mean? And you were mad when he was Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Now, Ross, can you confirm this? I have heard Usher is like a tough SOB. Like, he's a motherfucker.
Well, let me continue the story then. Because what happened next was Chris Brown was like, we're leaving to his crew. And they all walked out.
Leaving his own party.
Yeah, and then Usher went after them. And then Usher, after, I guess Usher said that he, or they, people said that he returned from speaking to Brown, and he had a bloody nose. So he got into a fist fight with someone in maybe Chris Brown himself.
Yeah. So I, here's what I know about Usher behind the scenes. Heavy security, was always keeping the face clean, good to go. So like, no. But he was always into boxing and all that other shit. Could he? Maybe. Is he willing to risk it? I wouldn't. So no, I don't believe that. Whereas Chris Brown doesn't really give a fuck anytime, anywhere. I was at a Hollywood thing a long time ago with him, and he chucked a fucking bottle across a goddamn bar at somebody, and mm-hmm. it was just like, fucking A.
But I've heard stories of Usher just like, all right, this is going down now. Like, we're going to throw down.
I have not. So who knows? But that, at least we know that Chris Brown is out. So if that is a prop bet, and I'm looking on my bookie right now, because they usually have these as it gets closer, he's out. Like, there's no way they'll bring him. Now, Lil Jon, all in for, and I think you have to. Luda,
you have to.
I think you have to. When I went to the NFC Championship for the Atlanta Falcons, that year they went to the Super Bowl, they did the halftime show there. And it was everybody from Atlanta, Usher, Ludacris, Big Boy, fucking any Jermaine Dupri. There was a bunch of them. They all came out together, and they were all friends together, and they all took the Atlanta thing very seriously. So hopefully that happens here. I don't want to see Usher by himself, for sure. I don't. Beyonce, no, I think. I don't think he'll choose Beyonce because it would overshadow the performance. And I remember reading this. Well, no, I remember reading an article with Jay-Z a long time ago, who just said, "Hey, because he's in charge of it." You know that, right? He picks the Super Bowl. Mm. And they were like, well, when are you going to pick yourself? And he was like, ah, I'll wait a few, and then I'll pick myself. Like, I can't do that right out the gate. And
he's going for 60?
Well, he goes, he might. But he goes,
he wants to wheel out there or what?
He goes, they go, who would you bring out as special guest? And he goes, I want the stage all to myself. Like, because there is that flex, too, where you're like, ah, I don't need anybody.
But you do kind of. Yeah. Have to bring people out.
Well, the way he looked at it, in which I kind of agree with him, where he's like, dude, did Springsteen bring anybody out? No, dude, it's fucking Springsteen.
Do you want a random number, though, like 58? No, you want like a solid Super Bowl 60.
60, yeah. Or an age. I mean, he's got to be getting close to 60 as well. So if he kind of pairs that up together, his wife has done it. Did she have anybody else out? I don't think she did.
She was with...
I'm pretty sure she brought someone out. Oh, yeah, she did. She brought out Destiny's Child.
Oh, well, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a huge group, so I understand that one. But, like, Gaga didn't bring anybody out or anything, so...
But she doesn't collaborate, really.
Right.
So if it's someone like Usher, which literally every one of his big hits is, like, a collaborative effort...
I agree.
Then,
also,
yeah.
Is there an agreement that, like, every 7 years Slash has to make an appearance?
Yeah,
it's either Slash or Travis Barker. Right? Or, fuck.
Who's the fucking dude from Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Flea?
Flea.
One of them has to like come out and play on like no matter what.
That's so true.
Maybe Slash comes out. He does that part.
What noise is that? What is it?
I'm sure they can get some kind of like distortion on Slash's guitar that
just
will make
squeak sound.
Yeah, yeah. But it looks like he's like rocking out.
Oh man, that'd be great.
Or Flea. I mean, Flea, I think would do better with an
Sure.
Then Travis Barker comes in with just the beat of it, right? Like they slowly build it up to then Usher like falling from the sky or however they're gonna do it.
I wish it was just somebody else that was doing it, just based on what the Super Bowl is. Like, I want to see something fucked up and wild. And I just, we're not going to get that. We're going to get a cookie cutter thing out of Usher, I think.
Maybe.
You know? Because the Super Bowl is exactly what a lot of us predicted before the season was. Mm-hmm. 49ers Chiefs. It is. But we knew what that was going to be. Therefore, the excitement of it, I want to come from the halftime show. And I don't know that we're going to get that.
It's in Vegas. I think it's going to be a party.
Yeah.
It's
just
gonna
it's going to be super fun.
I hope so. Yeah. Real surprise, Taylor Swift turned down the gig. Very, very surprised. Miley Cyrus turned it down afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild to me. Her reasoning, though, was pretty boss, where she was just like, I don't really feel like fucking singing live anymore. Like, I don't feel like doing any of this bullshit anymore. And I was just like, okay, cool, man, but it's the Super Bowl. Like, you might never be asked ever again.
Right, but she's been doing it since she's
Oh, yeah, like eight.
Yeah, so I think people are allowed to be like,
yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've been waiting for a time in my life that I can just be like, no, thank you. And I've said yes to every single thing.
And it makes me like her more, you know? Whereas you take this fucking show you and I were watching last night on Netflix, Griselda.
Griselda.
God, it's Sofia Vergara, who, you know, couldn't be any hotter and all that other stuff. But there's no reason. Just say no to it. Like, I don't really get why you would want to do this.
All right, so this is what you think of Griselda, right?
Correct.
This is her in her older age. She's a grandma.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, we need to pull her up in her younger days.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what I was wondering was like,
same here.
Gosh,
did I miss something?
Was she good looking when she was younger?
And we wanted to wait. We wanted to wait till the show because I haven't looked. We didn't look. So let's see her. Let's see the young Griselda here.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Okay.
Is that her on the right too?
Yeah, this is her. One's a mugshot.
What?
One's like a mugshot, and one is
Stop
her
showing me
dolled
that
up. Yeah.
Okay, so that is her on the right though.
Let's
Hang
do
on.
Another.
Bob, go back to another one.
No,
Bob.
I don't.
Go back
buy
to
this.
Another one, Bob.
I need another pic. I don't buy that.
This
at
is
all.
Her.
Yeah.
This is young her.
Yeah. Which so is, that's God. Not.
Yeah. That
what
looks
you
like
just
the fucking
showed was not.
What I showed
it.
Was her dolled up.
No, that wasn't her.
This is a different human being.
This is a fucking.
That's not her.
That's an entirely different.
So
human
that's
being.
Her.
That's not her.
Yeah, that's not her.
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 Not her.
All right,
Her.
Cocaine Cowboys makes more sense. Yeah, she's not terrible though. She's not exactly.
No, but look, okay.
Come on.
And then is there any, because that's very young, by the way. So we're into what Griselda these years are when she's like left Colombia. She's now in America.
I mean, here's
she
her.
She has
like,
three kids,
still,
right?
Still pretty young, I think. And it's already.
Oh, Bob. Look at this, Jabba.
All right, you know what?
Job of the Hutt.
I was wrong.
That's fine.
I was wrong.
We knew
now,
all
now that
along.
Girl that you thought she was, absolutely Delco.
I pulled up young like, Griselda, and that was the first thing that popped up.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. You got got.
I got
you
got. Got.
You got got. But
fact check.
So this is the years that we're in right now.
Right. And this is what we all know.
With Sofia Vergara. Now,
yeah.
The show.
Pull her up.
Pull
it's,
her
okay,
up.
So
pull
it's
up a
just,
side by side of Sofia Vergara.
I know this isn't a hot take, and it's happened. You know, the show has already come out. People have talked about this, but we just started watching it, so therefore, we're talking about it now. That's just how it goes.
Because it's so fucking distracting but, that it takes away from the show.
They okay. do uglier up, but it's really hard to
no.
ugly
now,
Sofia Vergara.
So you think in that picture, right? But when you're watching it, it's still fucking huge tit.
Yep.
Same body.
Skinny, tall.
Same lips.
Huge tit. Sofia Vergara.
And you're just kind of like that.
So pop up this pic. Okay, just leave that on
she's
screen.
She's not amazing. Yeah. So it's like one of these things where I have no qualms with like uglying up someone that's amazing for the part.
And here's what Jesse said last night, and I think this is dead on, is because she's so hot and she's used to being hot her entire life, when she looked in the mirror at this and just with a you know a wonky little nose and a little
and like,
something on the chin there, she was just like, oh my gosh, I'm hideous. And you're like, dude, no, you're not. Like
the eyebrows too.
The eyebrows a little bit and then like the hair, but
you watch it and you still want to have sex with Sofia Vergara. No one wants to have sex with Griselda.
Nope.
It's not her.
Yep. Come on.
There it is.
So.
And this is the one, by the way. It's not even.
Oh boy.
Whoa.
It's not even. Happening. Not even this version that's like, go down on me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's this version.
It's that version.
And so she got super pissed off on the Kelly Clarkson show the other day when Kelly Clarkson was like, you know, you didn't have to spend that much time in makeup. She was like,
no, she said
lost
it's
her mind,
weird.
Right?
She was, it was supposed to be a compliment, but she was saying it's weird. They like didn't, it's like they didn't do that much to you, but it's still trying to be like, but it works or something. And she was like, I was in makeup for hours and a wig and a nose. And you're like,
this,
yeah,
this is Hollywood though, baby.
I
you
know.
Gotta like, we can't put up some disgusting fucking Jabba character.
Not that.
It's true, but we can put someone.
But
that
get a
maybe
good character actor. The girl who played her friend.
We don't know.
The real estate agents.
I think if you're so recognizable,
It takes you out of it. And I told Jesse this. They wanted Jennifer Lopez has been trying to play this role for years and years and years.
Thank God.
And everybody in Hollywood is like, God damn it. Have you seen the real person? Like, what are we going to do to you?
And it's not even looks. Like, I don't care. They could put that same makeup on someone that I don't know is Sofia Vergara in a fake nose. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
you know who could actually play this? Pretty well.
We were talking about this last night. Who do you have?
It's going to be your Oscar winner, Lily Gladstone.
Oh, the engine.
Yeah. Right, but yeah. She wouldn't be good. Why do you know what I'm saying? I have not seen her. I have not seen her in any kind of range other than
she was the best part of the movie.
Sure, playing a Native American woman, right? Yeah,
but I mean, I think she could play Griselda.
I don't know, man. In today's Hollywood, an Indian playing a fucking Colombian, people would be pissed off about.
That's not even it. We just don't have any. That's the only thing she's done, bro.
But Mexican dudes or Mexican women always play natives all the time, like, or Middle Eastern people all the time.
And they're now getting rid of that little by little, and they hate it, and they're just like, don't take this from me. What was John Leguizamo was pissed off about Luigi, the cartoon movie? Because it was Chris Pratt playing it.
But, like, he played Luigi, and he's not Italian.
Right. And it's just like, come on, bro. Like, get the fuck out of here. James Franco just finished shooting Fidel Castro. He's playing Castro. It was another one that people were pissed off about. And it was just like, they look similar, you know?
Right.
Throw a little brown makeup on him. It's still acting at the end of the day for me, so I don't give a shit. Yeah. But I'm just telling you, Hollywood wouldn't go for it right now.
I think it's the last of the unrecognizable trend that we've been seeing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, okay, like now we can just get people that are good or, you know,
right.
You put makeup on them, but I didn't know what they look like before. So now I can go on this journey as opposed to like the entire time just being like, what? What is the nose? Like looking at the thing, I'm just distracted the whole
time.
I
have the answer for it too. I mean, Salma Hayek, you could even ugly her up a little bit, I think, maybe. Maybe.
No, she's too recognizable and gorgeous.
But I think the reason why they had her was because Netflix has a huge presence in South America. And I think that sells to them and they'll probably all watch it because it's her and blah, blah, blah. But I'm sure in their country,
and
they're
also
making fun of it, you know?
She's speaking.
I mean, they tried to ugly her up before.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work. It really didn't work.
It didn't work.
It was
a lot of people went to see this movie. Just a little bit of hair.
To
see her lesbian scene.
Right?
This just looks like the fucking character from Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. She was great in this. I think she won an Oscar, didn't she? Or she got, or
yeah,
she
won.
Got nominated.
No, she won.
Yeah, yeah, so that's all fine, but like
Edward Norton got her that fucking Oscar, dude.
Still hot.
Yeah, still hot.
Still hot.
Still hot.
You're right.
Yeah.
I think I just don't, I think maybe she's just not good enough.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I don't know.
She should host a game show.
The Uggos? Yeah, who are the good
saying,
Uggos these days?
No, I'm not even saying like what? Ugly. I'm saying...
Oh, I got the best ugly actor.
Who
right
do you
now.
Got?
He's
female.
He's female.
No, actress.
Actress. Yeah.
I'd say Barry Keoghan.
Oh yeah.
I mean, men get roles all the time.
But he was ugly that he couldn't even get nominated for an Oscar after winning a Golden Globe. Like that's what's, you know.
Yeah,
when you're that ugly and you kind of just blend in, you're like, oh yeah, I still don't know that guy's fucking real name.
I was like, I'd give you an actress who I find attractive, but I bet a lot of people would like be not about it.
Okay.
Go on.
Or think she's weird looking or something like that.
Who you got?
Emma Stone.
You're a fucking idiot.
You're a fucking moron.
I feel like a lot
you
of people.
You think people don't find Emma Stone attractive?
I think a lot of people say we
that they is love the
her.
Worst
you
thing
just,
I've heard.
You
she's
just
like America's
proved,
sweetheart.
You just proved our point.
All right.
There is no such. We don't have Uggo actresses.
Yeah, dude.
It's
we don't.
Just
she's America's
not
sweetheart.
Something that we let happen.
We have
in
a couple
the world.
Fat actresses and they lose weight.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah. Even then, they're like cast as that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we do.
Oh, someone in the comment section offered up a good name.
Who?
Good actress that could probably pull off this role.
Who we got?
Rosario Dawson.
Oh, shit. Yes.
She'd
Rosario
great,
Dawson
actually.
Is awesome, actually.
You know what I just realized, though? Like, you have to speak Spanish and Colombian, like, Spanish the entire time.
Yeah. That's not that hard to learn. So
no, you have to be really authentic with it. So
authentico. Jesus Christ, Jesse,
so,
respect
so it. Sofia Vergara is couture. Colombian, and so there's at least that kind of authenticity too, because it is a lot of it. Very little of it is in English. So she's got to like, she's doing pretty much the whole thing.
Just pull some
in
random,
an authentic Colombian accent.
Just pull some random woman from the first season of Narcos.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I'm trying to look at it right now. Like, who would it be? Like, who is that? You know what I'm saying? Who would we do this with? Like, who's a fucking?
You know who could do
who's,
it?
Who's like a solid 175 out there? Who's remotely Latino? Female. Anyone?
You know who could probably do it is Martin Short.
Oh, fuck off.
Obviously. I'm all
short. Just with like makeup. If you're already if you're doing like that much makeup anyways.
Right. Rob, first off, get your
why can't it
bullshit
be?
Out of here. Martin Short could pull it off for sure.
Yeah. Why can't he?
Is Joel here? You've got to change that thumbnail, dude. They're fucking nuking accounts. It's against the law.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
Don't do AI.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh.
He's not in the know.
What happened? AI is...
Sorry, pull it down.
Ooh.
It's rare that I say it. But
I think Rosario Dawson's probably the best answer. Although, honestly, you want a Latina that's putting on a little weight. Selena Gomez.
Oh.
All right.
Well, she has like lupus, right?
It doesn't matter. I don't even care that she's putting on weight. But I'm
whatever.
She's
however, she's gaining weight. She's gaining weight. Yeah. Yeah.
No, she's on like head meds, and
she actually has lupus.
Yeah, she does have like a yeah.
Yeah, and like kidney issue, and is bipolar or something too. So like that. All those medications. Mess with you, although she doesn't look bad at all. But
she doesn't look bad at all. No,
yeah,
it's just kind of like a swollen face, a little bit.
Yeah, which happens if you want to like choose.
What is it?
What
head
is
meds?
What?
That's what. Oh, okay, is that what she's on?
I think it's a combination.
I think it's lupus. That does a lot to your body.
Sure, but she's on a lot of medication for all that stuff.
Yeah, that
including
definitely does
head
it.
Meds, it's, which makes you gain weight.
And lupus causes inflammation.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that'll definitely absolutely do it to you, for sure. I've known a lot of people. Shit, a lot of people have rolled through on Drinking Bros, even with depression and all those meds they give you there. You puff up. Kanye is a great example of it. Like every time he's on the medication, he's fat, and every time he's off of it, he's skinny. So yeah,
it sucks that you have to choose between that. Like, oh, do I want to be like
America Ferreira is coming up in the chat. I agree. That would have been a good one. She's lost a lot of weight for Barbie and all that stuff, but yeah, give it a couple years ago. She was good, dude. Not in Barbie, but she's been good in everything else she's ever done, I think.
America Ferreira.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that would have been a good one. I like that's a that's
are
a
you saying she
sure.
could this person could do it, Bob?
Yeah, what is Rob doing right
Anya,
now?
Anya, I'm this is my Latina actress that I'm choosing.
No.
Come on, man.
Super Latina.
She actually is. She's Argentinian.
Really?
Yeah.
Who? What's this broad's name?
Anya Taylor-Joy. So
she was the chess movie girl. Yeah.
Chess movie girl.
Remember?
No, not the Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
And she's in The Menu.
She's in The Menu.
Yeah.
That was a chess movie.
She's fucking Latino.
She's Argentinian and British.
She's as white as they come.
And actually, Argentinians are white.
And but speaks fluent Spanish.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And by the way, I pulled her up because I just found her on a list of the 61 best Latina actresses.
Right oh. Now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucked. I can't do that. America Ferrera would have been a good one for sure. She could have pulled that off.
Yeah. She can give like a monologue like she did in Barbie.
Boy, that's a rough one, man. Just read that in the script and that's a tough one to pull off, you know?
Yeah.
And then when it makes 1.2, everybody's $1 billion. Everybody's judging it. Who's that?
This is the TV movie version of her. Judy Reyes from Scrubs.
Oh, there you go.
This is a good one.
Oh, yeah.
She is actually, I loved her on Scrubs.
Yeah, she was very good.
Yeah. So they did a TV movie version of this?
No, I'm just saying if there was a TV movie, this is who they'd get.
For Lifetime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's wild, right? Like, that's kind of it. But those two were fighting over this for years, and it eventually tipped to homegirl's way there. It appears as if there's only 6 episodes, So we're only halfway through it right now, and it sucks because it's enjoyable except for the lead, where you're just like all the other actors are pretty fucking good, and I'm like, shit, man.
Yeah.
You know? But it's one of the highest viewed things on Netflix, and this trend will continue, where they do this six-part thing and then kind of get out of there.
Yeah.
I like that. I like miniseries.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Masters in the air, baby. Going right now.
I mean, things that get dragged on too long, you ruin it. That's, I mean, if...
I agree.
If Westworld was just a miniseries, one season, it would have been perfect.
Would have been amazing.
Oh, yeah. If you could have capped that at the end of it...
begging for it to come back.
At the end of season one... You know, that's just what Lost was supposed to be like that, too. And then they were like, oh, shit, we gotta do a whole fucking show?
Yeah. For, like, way too long? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I told you I finally got the answer to that, right?
I think so.
Finally. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because I liked the show. Mm-hmm. But I was like, man, what the fuck were you guys doing? And I finally talked to the writers, and I was like, God damn it, I got it. And I can live my life now. Mm-hmm. And I feel all right about it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell the audience here, we got something fun. I just got a text about it. Your crime juice is going to be ready tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I'm picking it up. So we'll see. I asked the guy. I was like, look, I'm not there, and I can't test out the Pinots there. Mm-hmm. I had a dream, much like Martin Luther King a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
Some might say same. More important.
Same, same.
Some might say more important.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Crime Corner logo and Jesse's face on a bottle of wine. Calling it crime juice. So I just made like 10 bottles just to test it out here. I was in a meeting for Hard AF Seltzer, and the guy was like, oh, hey, we're white labeling this wine and everything else. And I was like, ah, shit, man. And I had a dream about it, and I woke up, and I fucking called. And I just said, let's do this, and then we'll do the logo for it. I pick those up tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to do with them yet, but...
I mean...
I got 10. I ordered 10 of them, of the crime juice wine.
Okay.
Does it... Forgive me, because I don't know that much about wine. This is what I want to ask you. If you left it for like 10 years, does it get better?
Yeah, it's a red.
It is. It's a Pinot Noir. It's exactly what you asked.
In the correct environment and facility, sure.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know how that worked.
The correct like wine, red wine temperature and the cellar type thing. For that long, yeah, but you could red.
Is it room temperature? I was going to say, you can leave it out, right?
You can leave it out. I'm just saying if you want it to last how many years, you said?
I don't know. I think one bottle we should save for whenever this show ends have it.
Yeah, yeah.
The other, you know, we'll put a couple on your set for Crime Corner.
Yep.
And then we'll see what
maybe
the rest of them are.
Maybe I'll do something on Patreon as far as like something to like give some away.
Yeah. So they just text me right now. They said I could pick it up Thursday morning. So yeah, I'm gonna roll
crime
in
juice.
It should be ready for the show, so that way we can at least show the bottle on the show.
Yeah, we just need to clip all the times Joel says crime juice and like put it in some kind of
thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, yeah, crime
like
juice,
in a 30-second commercial.
Yeah,
because you could have the bottle. Do you want to shoot the bottle, Joel?
He has he does every show, but crime juice.
Yeah.
So
if we cut that together and then showed the bottle and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then maybe we give one away like Logan Paul and the golden bottle of Prime or something.
Oh, sure, sure.
Should it be like a scavenger hunt? Should we leave clues like a crime scene?
Like, whoa.
And then that way you give it out to the people on Patreon of like, hey, here's the clue of where it is. Can you solve the mystery of this hidden box of wine? Of where, you know, the box would be buried somewhere. And then we'll put one bottle in there, and whoever gets it, gets it. I think that would be fucking awesome for the show.
Right. Or I could give it to someone.
Yeah, and I know exactly where I want to put it.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do one and you do one.
Okay. Mine is going to be more like I give it to someone, mm-hmm. and they can't tell anyone else that I gave it to them.
Okay.
And then in the chat, we do like clues and trying to figure out who... of the Patreon like core group who was sent the bottle.
James, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, American Gigante, the old American Giants back on the show. Let's go. Shop closet staples you can wear anywhere at American-Giants.com. And you're going to get 20% off your first order when you use the code REVOLUTION at checkout over there. It's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. You know American Giants. You've worn it. You've used it. You see everybody wearing American Giant. The hoodies is what made those guys famous.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what kind of blew up their company over there. They got everything, man. They got all those comfortable t-shirts that you see people wearing in the fun, flirty ads, whether at work or the gym or everything else.
Right.
They're just t-shirts that look great everywhere. Leggings, sweatpants, hoodies over there, everything. They got something for everything over there and every single person over there. So whether you're looking for a solid pair of jeans or a super soft sweatshirt, and again, that perfect t-shirt is just sitting out there in every color you can think of. American Giants got what you're looking for over there. The quality and the feel of the fabric is amazing.
Yeah.
What are you laughing about over there?
Over there.
Yeah.
Over there?
They do it over there.
Over there. They sure do it over there.
Sure do. It's I say one of those all the things. Time.
I know you do.
I love it.
It's a staple.
It is.
It's part of your...
Same with me. Me saying over there, and so is American Giant. It's a staple because we don't get to go inside these companies. That's why I say it, by the way.
Right. It's just one of those things where it's nothing that's, you know, it's all just neutrals, good quality stuff for people that aren't trying to, like... You know, go over the top, crazy fashion. You just want something that's good,
comfortable, dude.
Good, comfortable, neutral. You can pair it with stuff if you want. Made in America.
Yep.
You cannot go wrong.
Absolutely. I mean, over all of there. It, dude. Sure can over there, dude.
You can't go wrong over there.
And don't forget, they've got those tie-dyes over there. A lot of people fucking love those goddamn things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big fan. Shop closet staples you can wear anywhere at American-Giant.com. Get 20% off your first order when you use the code REVOLUTION at checkout. It's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code REVOLUTION. Next up, we got HardAFSeltzer.com. Let's go, JBs.
Let's go.
We're live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Ohio. Texas is live, all right? Selling out in a lot of these states, but they're getting restocked over there. We appreciate all the pictures. We appreciate all the messages. If you buy a 12-pack out there in the wild, take a picture of it and send it in. Just tag Hard AF Seltzer or Ross Patterson Revolution or at Drinking Bros or Jesse or Dan or me, and we'll post it. We're unbelievably grateful for your support. We're in HEBs down here in Texas. We're in all the Total Wines here. We're all the Total Wines in the Southeast. We're in all the Piggly Wigglies in Alabama. That one in Birmingham is really nice, by the way. It's a super nice grocery store out there. I was just there a few weeks ago when I was doing that Alabama-Texas game. I guess that's a few months ago now. Shit, dude. Time flies when you're sitting in a goddamn studio every day, doesn't it? You need the 8% to get through the day. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten, if you give a shit about that. Also, the dry January bullshit, I never did it, obviously, because I'm not a fucking pussy or a quitter, is over now, all right? You got one more day of that bullshit, and then it's all done. Head on out to the store and get rocked. Go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com, pop in your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest store nearest you. A lot of people are heading out for the Super Bowl, going to a bar or anything like that. Columbus, Ohio is all stocked up at the restaurants there. Wilmington, North Carolina has got all the brunches stocked up. Whiskey Creek there on Masonboro Loop is all stocked up over there. Tons of bars and restaurants near you. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Find the closest location nearest you on the store locator, or we still ship right to your house. So if you're not in one of those states that I mentioned or in one of the surrounding states, we'll ship it right to your doorstep, brother. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Support us and support the show.
Okay. I like that too.
And then it's almost like a clue, like it's, you know, Craig.
Sure.
In the...
Yeah. Craig in the ballroom with a candlestick.
Right.
And I think
anyways,
that would be great.
We're workshopping.
I want to. I know where I want to put this in Austin. Actually,
Okay, well, don't say.
I'm not going to. But maybe I'll do one, you do one, and then we'll see what happens with it. If it tastes good, maybe we'll make some more bottles of it.
I mean, look.
I'm curious. I couldn't I couldn't roll out for the tasting. But I was like, dude, just give me like 10 of these and we'll figure it out later. We'll see.
Yeah.
What do we got there?
Oh, so I had a story I saw on Reddit that's kind of been going viral that I wanted to bring to the table.
Oh, I love this, by the way. Right? I read this. Bob, you want to read this aloud here? Let's a great one.
See. Yeah.
All right, so this is from a Redditor who said his wife told him he was replaceable.
Yeah. I, 30 male, have been married to my wife, 29 female, for 2 years, and we have known each other for 6. A few weeks ago, we had an argument, and during our disagreement, she told me that I am replaceable. After our argument, she went out with her friends. I have been dealing with some health problems for a while, and the argument stressed me out, leaving me nervous and unwell. I was alone in the house and decided to call the paramedics because I felt something was really wrong. To sum up, I suffered a heart attack.
Oh, okay.
In the hospital, they tried to reach my wife, but she didn't respond, likely still upset from our argument. She called later after coming home when she found out that I'm not there. After learning of my condition, she came to see me, stayed with me the entire time, constantly crying and holding my hands. After being sent home, she did everything so I could recover faster. However, despite her best efforts, I couldn't stop thinking about how she told me that I'm replaceable. I constantly think about it. I want to confront her about it, but I don't think I'm ready.
Fuck off. Sorry. I'll go second.
No, you go first.
No, I'll go second.
Reaction was so visceral.
You always get mad when I'm just like, no, fuck you, motherfucker.
Good. The reaction was so visceral. Now I want to hear this reaction.
Because, look, like, I've been here. We've been here. You know what I mean? You got in a fight.
Yeah.
You haven't said fucking horrible shit. Are you even in a
relationship?
Are you even in a fun marriage like us? Do you know what I'm saying? Or you can be in a boring one and everything's super nice and nobody says like below the belt shit when they're really fucking heated. That's fine. Have that. You want that? Have that. You don't. And it was like,
this guy,
it was a fight.
This guy clearly doesn't like.
He's a little bitch too. Look at the front part. Like, oh, yeah. And I was just so stressed out and my been having some health issues and I'm unwell mentally.
Because my response to that would have been like, I'm replaceable. Good fucking luck.
Yeah. Right. And then you have a heart attack and you like just prove her right, basically.
Yeah, that's why I would do
it. No, die out of spite, right?
Right. Because by the way, like, this is something that's so spiteful. Like, God damn, we have a fight. I'm going out with my friends. Why are you guys fighting before she's going out? You're probably a toxic fuck that starts fights with her before she goes out, so she fucking has a horrible time, and you probably do it every time. But this little bitch, and I'm talking to the dude.
Okay. Of course you are. Of course you are.
Look. What?
I'll break it down here at the top. So 2 years. First of all, dude, 2 years into a marriage, a relationship, at that point, you should have said you were going to get divorced 5 or 6 times, right? Because that usually happens in the first few years of marriage.
Right.
So you're replaceable.
They've known each other for 6. Yeah. Replaceable? Ross.
Yeah.
Ross. I mean,
yeah.
If you had a heart attack every time I said something worse than this,
oh God,
you'd be dead.
I would have been dead.
You would have been dead
10 years ago.
Exactly.
What are we going on, 13 this year?
Now, what'd she say to put you in a coma?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you.
What were you whispering into his
ear? Sometime before that.
What were you whispering into his ear while he was in a coma?
No, it was I picked her up and she had totaled the car. And that's when I was just like, that's it. Like that sent me over the edge. Did I go in that night after you totaled the car? Or was it the day after? I don't even remember.
It was the next day. I was in a rental.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's when I called that I got into the accident.
Yeah.
And called, and you were just annoyed.
Yeah.
And I go, die.
Yeah. That was pretty much it, yeah.
I go, you can fucking die.
Sure.
And then he almost did, right? And then I'm like, ooh, right?
Whoopsies.
But then I'm like, hope he forgot about that.
My words have power.
Yeah. Not, yeah. I mean.
And the thing is, I did until she just said it right now.
I didn't say it to you. I said it under my breath so the kids could hear. Just kidding. But look, like, when you don't, you know, things like this sometimes happen to be like, oh shit, you know.
Yeah.
Reset in the relationship or whatever. And you're going to have pretty bad fights. I mean, replaceable is, to me, one of the most tame things you can say because you kind of know you're not being serious. It's not something that's like really cutting to your personality and your...
But also, look at their ages, right? 29 and 30. You're not really going to grow up until mid to late 30s anyways. So, also, like, yeah, at this point, at 29, she's replaceable.
At that
replaceable.
Age, everyone's replaceable.
Correct. Everyone's replaceable. You're right.
At 30, everybody's replaceable.
No kids.
Not yes. to be that guy, but yeah, they don't have kids. So, yep. yeah, they're all replaceable.
Fuck yeah. yeah.
There's nothing holding you together. Nothing.
That was just, like, something factual that she said to him. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That's like, yeah. you're replaceable, I'm replaceable, whatever. Like, we're... You know, you're fucking sick all the time.
I think this guy needs to grow up.
He needs to grow up. Now, what is the consensus? Are we far off from what people are saying, or is everyone kind of like, fuck this dude?
The consensus online is just kind of split. There's people that have clearly never been in fun relationships.
Well, or just fucking long-term relationships either, where they've been together for 6 years. Married for two, like that shit's gonna happen. There was a thing that I read, there was a quote after Bill Belichick got fired from the Patriots mm-hmm. after winning 6 Super Bowls. He was there for 24 years. And they said, look, there was another guy who replaced him in 48 hours after that. The greatest coach of all time
sure.
was replaced in 48 hours. If you don't think you're replaceable, that's fucking crazy.
Right.
And at this, no kids, 29 and 30, yeah, dude, you're fucking replaceable. Sorry. You are. Unless you have some fucking rich, wealthy lifestyle where you're both splitting some fucking mansion together without kids, which is highly doubtful because you wouldn't be going to fucking Reddit in the first place. Then, yeah, dude, you're both replaceable, you fucking losers. Both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them are losers. So.
Just that last... I'll tell you where he lost me to. So after our argument, she went out with her friends. I've been dealing with some health problems for a while, and the argument stressed me out. Leaving me nervous and unwell. Look, in these kind of fun relationships too, you know, look, it's weird where the comfortability of being able to fight is also part of the relationship. We're like, look, there's other things that are stressing us out, whatever. We mm-hmm. know we're gonna be together forever. Like, you know, you don't go so far and below the belt and make people like, you know, cutting, but you can say shit like you're replaceable or yeah. whatever.
This is every man Taylor Swift dated before Travis Kelce started whole hogging.
Exactly. Yeah. Just like, I'm so stressed out now because you said I was replaceable.
Hang on,
I mean,
I'm sorry. Did you?
I like that term.
Yeah. Pardon the interruption here, Jesse. Did you say whole hogging her?
Yeah. Sometimes you got a whole hogger.
Gotcha.
Wait, okay. What?
It's talking about deep dicking her. Have never heard the phrase whole hoggin. Just wanted to get
Rob
that on the record.
Rob likes to do stuff like that.
Just to
in
drop.
That way, too. To be like, are people listening?
I don't know. I think that's
are
how he talks in real life. And I love it because it pops out occasionally. And you're like, oh. It's just a nice reminder that Bob's a dirtbag, too. You
I'm
know, you're like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I'm a total piece of shit.
Yeah.
But yeah. Have you guys had, Bob, you guys have knockdown drag out? Not recently, but
not
I mean
in
your life.
I feel like the kids just kind of like, I'm too tired. Like what? No, there's nothing she could say to me even that would make a dent at this point.
Exactly.
You know? No, we haven't had like a big fight in a long time.
In a
I
long
mean, we
time.
Fight, certainly. Oh, we snipe at each other all the time.
Sure.
But like, yeah. Like an actual like, fuck. No, not really.
Yeah.
Probably not since we moved. Because anything with house and money stuff can
absolutely
get.
Or anything. Or if one of you is like an unwell, fucking nervous little bitch boy, you're going to start to like get into she's going to start to fucking pick at you.
Right.
I'm going out with my friends. Why don't you stay here and have a fucking heart attack, you little bitch? And then he did.
Yeah. House and moving and all that stuff, Bob, for sure.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you aren't
for sure,
if you haven't at least kind of threatened divorce during the move. I don't even think you're really married.
Yeah.
And we had it so annoying at the end of last year, beginning of this last year, whatever, that like since then we've been on pretty good to go. Like I'm sure you guys were pretty chill after Ross almost died for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's just like there's so much like so when we moved and then 4 months later, I think three, four months later she gave birth and then 2 weeks after that we were in the hospital with the other kid for a week. Like
yeah.
That was such an exhausting like 4 fucking months that it was we've been on kind of cruise control since then, to be honest.
Absolutely. And look, I think anyone in early stages of marriage and with young kids, like you just got to stick it out. It's not going to be fucking amazing. It's not going to be the best time of your life. I think it should be like a way harder process for people with young children, babies, whatever, to get a divorce. Because when you make it to the other side of that, you're two completely different people.
Yeah.
Your brain chemistry, your sleeping, your stress, everything. Like, if you can just make it through that and you still, after all of that, you're able to hang out again, you have your personality back, the kids are older, and you still don't want to be together, cool. Or if there's something like domestic abuse or people fucking having heart attacks to fuck with you or whatever, then get out of that. But, yeah.
Yeah,
you have to be able to fight. You have to be able to let it out. You have to be able to get through it.
The last thing about this is the kids thing to me and not having kids in this whole sitch. Like, you're not worn down. You're not beaten down by life, all that other stuff. I saw, what were we watching last night? Entertainment Tonight. Oprah just turned 70.
70.
And she looks incredible. Probably the best she's ever looked, to be honest with you. And I had no fucking idea she was 70 years old. And then you think about it and you're like, well, she's richer than Jesus, one. Two, she's never had kids.
Right.
So, like, that whole thing never affected any part of her life. Because what they showed her jogging down the beach last night at 70 years old. Like,
she was shuffling.
Happy 70. So what? The fact that any 70-year-old was out there on
Sorry.
A beach. Because it's hard to jog on a beach.
Sorry.
It's hard to jog on a beach.
No, it really is. It really is.
And especially at 70.
No,
and
I know.
She looks
Sorry.
The best she's ever looked
yeah, yeah, yeah.
in her entire life. That's not having kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then also when you're that rich, you know, what are you arguing about at that point? That somebody forgot to bring out your escargot with mm-hmm. the steak? Like what's the argument when you have that much wealth and you don't have kids?
Mm-hmm.
What are her and Stedman bitching about together? You know?
Not
now
much.
She turned to him and said, hey, you're replaceable 40 years into the relationship. It might hurt him a little bit, you know? Because it's true.
But my gosh, you can't hear that.
I guarantee you they sleep in different houses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't.
You think so?
Stedman and her aren't fighting or talking or anything that much.
I don't know their whole sitch. I don't really know what it is.
There's been speculation with that.
For sure, with Gail. Everybody's speculated that for years. Can't confirm it. Nobody really knows anything about her behind the scenes. Like, I have no fucking idea what Oprah does. Nothing. All her shit has been so fucking airtight. I think somebody, if I remember correctly, some of her employees on her show trying to go after her years ago and leak some emails. She was a bitch. And I was like, I read the emails when it got leaked. And I was like, yeah, dude, it's fucking Oprah. Oh, is Oprah demanding because she's the highest watched fucking host on TV? Yeah. I felt the same way about Ellen. Cool, man. Get the fuck out of her way. Like, if that's what she wants to do, like, you
Ellen
work for
was,
her.
Ellen's was a bitch, lot. Though.
What was it?
Ellen was, like, straight up, like, throwing meals at people because there wasn't, like, a corn or something. You know what I mean? She was straight. You couldn't look her in the eye. Like, even passing her in the hallway, she would get furious about that.
She got to a point. I don't think she was always like that, but I think she got to a point with everything, whatever, stress, money, fame. I don't know.
It was not a just do your job.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it was fucking
like
crazy.
I'm mad about some deadline that wasn't met. It was like, I'm mad that what? There's corn in it. You know?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Like, throw shit. Like, and then she would all.
I'd be furious.
Or just like being really in front of guests. You know, if there's someone famous that comes in, she's like super nice to the famous person, totally belittling and condescending to writers or anyone around in front of this person, which is a horrible look, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know it got that bad with her. I thought it was just like the don't look me in the eye thing or don't talk to me thing. I was like, all right, cool, man. You know, But if she was throwing corn on the cob at people.
No.
That's when you draw. That's heavy.
I don't know. That's a bop.
It's just like I've a food order. Would get, we'll a food that. Order would get fucked up and she would like throw it at that, like hit them oh, with yeah. it and shit like that, where it's like that's.
Didn't it come out too? It's like not just with the staff. It was like there's waitresses at places or whatever. They're just like, this person is a fucking bitch. And that's fine if you're a bitch. But if you're just like this nice, sweet, I get a cherry, whatever. And then you're like to a waitress that's like working. You'll give a fat check to someone that is on the show.
But if
like a waitress that's working hard for her money messes up your salmon, they can die, right?
Sure.
So it's a little bit off.
She'll trot out Walmart Yodel Boy and give him $50K for college. But her chucking corn on the cobs at staff members and shit, like... Now that that's locked into my mind, I hope it's true and I want it to be true.
Right.
That she was only throwing corn on the cobs at people. Just because it's wet too. And it's
it's hard to throw too. It's hard to throw.
You got
to
go long ways, I think. You know, put a couple top fingers off.
It's very slippery.
Because when a corn on the cob explodes against something, God damn it, it's everywhere. And it's tough to get out. It's really tough to get out.
Shall we have another debate? The little bit of a cringe corner, or do you have something else?
Go ahead. What do we got?
Oh, not crime corner.
Oh, he's dying. Let him hit the button.
It's cringe corner. There's no fucking thing dude. That says anything.
He's dying to hit the
cringe
button.
Corner.
It's just background.
Let's do the Beale in the shower. Oh
yeah, Beale.
So Jessica Beale,
Beelster?
The Beelster. Your interesting fun fact.
Walking with my feet 10 feet off a Beale. Yep.
Ross's super crush.
Well.
From back in the day. But anyways,
I shot my shot.
Jessica Biel reveals her simple hack to save time in the shower. She eats in the shower. The first Instagram post that she did with it was the plate of sausage and an espresso.
Shut the
fuck up.
A
chicken apple sausage.
That's disgusting.
Now, she says that she does this all the time. She eats in the shower. Mostly... You know, shower appropriate items, she says.
No such thing.
This really got Bob fired up before we went on.
Oh, fuck.
She said, like, cereal or yogurt, tea, coffee, popsicles, something that have a melt factor that they can just go down the drain. So, like, a bit of yogurt.
I could understand a popsicle. Oh, does she have a video?
What
about
do you mean
it?
You can understand?
We'll get into it. Go ahead.
In the shower, why?
Well, hang on. We'll see. Let me see what she's doing in the shower. Then.
Yeah.
So
pop
this
up the
one's
video.
An orange, it's but an orange. It's because people were like giving her recommendations of what to eat in the shower.
I've never tried an orange in the shower. It was recommended to me, and let's go. I'm about to give it a go. This one happens to be.
I've had an orange in the shower.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I've had an orange in the shower.
Okay. Let's
why?
See.
I'll talk about it after this.
No, thank you.
This isn't even saving time.
I guess if your shower is like a huge room with a shower head in it.
Yeah.
Why do you want to eat cold and naked like you're the Count of Monte Cristo?
It's just so fucking weird. And so then
I've done it.
But the first picture of like the plate and the fork and the sausage, what is happening there?
You told me a bowl of fucking cereal. So she's using two hands in the
shower. Two hands. Yeah, to Delco's point, it was like, oh, shower friendly so that you actually have a utensil, a bowl, a thing. Stuff that like water, your shower water can droplets can get into the cereal and like.
But she's also not in the shower, right? So she's just kind of.
So this is her
running.
Picture, right?
Oh, is that the picture of
with the sausage? Why Jessica Biel eats in the shower? Why am I talking about it? I don't know. The only thing I hope is that this wasn't her intent, and that I've fallen right in the trap. You know what I mean? Yeah, where good. Like she really doesn't, but she was like, let me just like tell people I eat sausage in the shower. I might have. Oh, or Jessica Biel is not really like that. Like she's not super like funny or cool. So like
she is funny and cool.
Oh, is she?
She's funny and cool. She's great.
Yeah, in your dreams. But in real life, she's not.
She's great.
Very
funny and cool. Very funny and cool. I think you got, dude. I don't see her eating sausage in the shower.
That picture.
It'd be really funny if she was eating sausage in the shower, though.
I think it was a story.
That is a horrible
go to
food
the picture.
To eat in the
There's a There's a picture of the plate. She said she had chicken, apple sausage, and an espresso.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a picture of the plate. Hold on.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what she first put. And then people were like, what the fuck? And then she started eating and then talked to the Today Show about why she eats in the shower and she saves time that way. Sure. And
sure. Yeah. Look.
I don't think I got. I just think,
if it steams up, and let's say she's sitting where that plate in that,
why, though?
That coffee cup,
why?
Is. Just to do it.
Just to do it.
We had a fucking huge shower in college. It was massive. I mean, fucking massive. We used to pull chairs in there, 12 packs. We would eat in there. Like, I've had oranges in there. I've had.
That feels different to me than like a, hey, what?
Coffee's a little. So I don't understand coffee. Bob, you can back me up on this. Shower beers. We've all done shower beers.
Yeah. We talked about it, but like, yeah, it's fine. You do that in college.
Yeah.
Right. However, I will do things as the water gets hot, right?
Yeah, like outside.
Yeah,
outside, but not
no,
inside.
No, but even then, you guys, I mean, it takes literally 2 seconds. So and I don't.
Coffee, I don't want to get extra water in there, so I wouldn't do that. I've had oranges and snacks. Mm-hmm. We took a fucking 2-foot bong in there, an ice bong in there, and did that. Sweet. I mean,
the only thing I could think of is maybe if you're in like a hotel and you're just like snacking.
Yeah, and you don't care about like yourself or the property, right? You're just like,
oh, I don't care about anything. I'll leave the water
like
running
gone.
Yeah. While I leave.
Oh, yeah.
It's some kind of bender, whatever, and you're like sitting on the ground of the shower anyways, crying, eating sausage. I get it.
And that was the thing in college where we had endless hot water, and it didn't matter. Like, we weren't paying the fucking water bill. So we would literally put chairs in there, sit in the chairs, and do fucking whatever for like an hour. I mean, a full fucking hour just to do it.
I know. I'm telling you, that's different, though.
That
it feels different than like a busy mom or whatever that needs to like get in the shower, eat, head out. This is not, I don't think, a way to combine two tasks. I think it actually makes more work for you in the end.
Maybe she likes the steam element of it, and she's sitting down in the corner there having a cup of coffee, you know, just getting all steamed up.
That's not
eating in the steam room,
sort of, you know. But okay. I see this
I mean,
plate and coffee, though. That's too much. I can't
okay,
eat
but
sausage
that's what she's...
or coffee in there.
What's the
but
worst
an
thing?
Orange, fine.
What's the worst thing you could eat in the shower?
Subway sandwich, because the bread's gonna get
soggy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We tried it. So it was all.
I think
awful.
A soup even though Beal would say that's probably a shower appropriate. I think that's gross.
But
like
if
a tomato
it spills
soup.
On your chest, then it just washes right off.
That's what she's saying. So it's like yogurt.
And that's the same with a popsicle. Like if I had a popsicle in the shower.
Right. I think the worst would be something with like things that are remaining, like a carcass of a chicken, right? Like so you eat a rotisserie chicken.
Some fried chicken in the shower.
God,
Yeah.
A rotisserie in there would be awful.
And then you just have bones remaining.
Bones or like a soggy, crispy skin.
Yikes.
But I mean, actually, no, that's efficient because you bring a pot in, and after you're done taking all the pieces, all the meat off the bones, throw it in the pot, let a little hot water
get a little
there,
shower
get a
water
going.
In there.
You get
make you a bone
stock.
Broth. I got you.
So, like, ribs,
this fucking bitch would make a bone broth,
ribs,
probably.
Rib bone ball?
Yeah, that would be efficient. But she's not doing that.
She's not doing anything efficient, and it's also. You know, it's just to have her talk about us. I don't, or us talk about her. I don't know.
Go back to her TikTok. I was unaware, one, she had a TikTok, too. Does she post all the time? Is she big on TikTok?
Does she do anything at all now?
How many followers does she have?
But like, is she in anything
485
recently?
I don't think so. She
really
was producing for a while.
She was producing and starring in shit, and she won a couple Golden Globes a couple years ago. Oh, where she was playing somebody super ugly, remember? Is one of those crime shows?
Yeah.
I've kind of she lost her appeal when she got married to JT.
Same.
You think?
Yeah.
Why? I
think Timberlake's kind of.
You don't like,
I don't like Timberlake.
And also
at all.
It's the idea of like what she's put up with that makes you be like, "What, girl?"
Yeah, he's just I don't like his energy or vibe.
Me neither. There's something weird there, man.
There is something weird.
And he's doing a lot of press right now because he's got an album coming out. I haven't heard the songs. I guess he dropped two of them yesterday or the day before. Have you guys heard it?
No, he was on Saturday Night Live to promote it, though.
Correct, yeah, on Saturday. And also, People were pissed. I guess Chappelle got up at the end for no reason. And Bowen Yang had a heart attack. He was just like, get me away from Chappelle, a transphobe.
And, he hurts my feelings. And he didn't make a so guest bad. Appearance
on the show. He just kind of popped up and got on stage for the end, like goodbyes and shit.
How dare he?
I know, the greatest comedian of all time. Get up there with that fucking piece of shit, Bowen Yang.
You know who should have gone up there was Shane Gillis.
That would be great.
Next to Bowen Yang. Yeah. Oh. Actually, I think they're cool, to be honest.
I mean, Shane Gillis right now saving Bud Light.
Well, yeah. He's getting paid a lot to save it. Him and UFC. Yeah, exactly.
Bud Light he was already back. A drinker, though.
Yeah.
He was crushing that shit on Rogan way before any of the controversy or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. But then the money element now is out there for everyone.
Get paid to do what you love.
Hey.
We turned it down. But yeah. But with Shane Gillis, you know what's weird with his career trajectory and everything that's happened to him is he's made so much more fucking money doing what he's doing now than he ever could have made on Saturday Night Live.
He got more famous.
Yes.
So he says so, wild. And he understands.
Oh, has he
it.
Said that before?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He texts with Lauren. Like, it's all cool.
Lauren? Michaels? Oh, really? Yep. No shit.
He's cool with people in the cast. Like, it was something that had to happen at the time. And I think even Lauren was like, I have to.
You know what?
He's like, dude, I know. He's like, I know what I did. I know what I said. He goes, I'm glad that was the only thing they found. Do you know what I mean? Like, if that's what we're doing now is like going back, like... I can't do this.
That's funny.
And it was just the best thing. Would you have even known SNL, him from SNL? No.
And if you're SNL, why not bring him back to host? That show is so irrelevant now. I would tune in to watch that.
I know.
I haven't watched it in, fuck, man, I don't know, a year or two. I'll catch clips here and there. Yeah, man, if you had him on, I would actually watch the show. Chappelle, I watched when he was on hosting.
Right.
Was it a year ago, year and a half ago? I think one of those people will bring me out for that, but nobody else. If you had Shane Gillis on, for sure, I would do it.
Yeah. I mean, they can't, but...
Why not? They got Chappelle on. They've had Louis C.K. on. And
yeah, but was Chappelle hired and then fired for racist...
But was it that racist? All he did, I mean, it was the lightest thing. If you go back and look at what he actually said, it was so tame compared to anything that I say on a daily basis.
Not a good bar to compare.
Holy shit.
It was the time and it was, you know.
It wasn't great.
Yeah. Like it was, it's like we could never be on it, right? Like
not
if they
now.
Wanted to go through all of our stuff.
Oh,
so,
God.
So yes
you
and no.
Yesterday's like, episode and I'd be off the
should I
show.
Be allowed to be on SNL? Probably not if you're going to go through some old stuff, right? So he kind of knew that, and you know that. Like, you just can't do it.
Man, but somebody did a deep dig on that. I wonder who it was, you know, because it wasn't obviously the show. And he certainly wasn't volunteering the information. Who was the one asshole who just dug through his entire back catalog and was like, this?
I think there's someone always waiting to do that. Like, the internet is a real fun place, and there's people that... you know, surf it all day long.
Sure.
Waiting for someone to like
blow up. So
do you ever wonder like who got the screen grab of the thing and who like did the deep dive to find all this old stuff?
Yeah.
It's a community of people. Probably Reddit.
Yeah. People are the fucking worst though, you know?
Right.
Just don't read any of the shit. And good for him, dude. Again, there's no way he'd be making the money he's making right now. Somebody told me his nightly appearance fee the other night. I was like awestruck. I was like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts. And his podcast is really fucking high on the charts. So yeah, shit, man. But fucking Build the Wall Governor was on there the other day.
On Shane's. Yeah.
Yeah. He filled in for Shane.
Oh, okay.
He did it with the fucking partner over there.
Okay.
I don't know his partner's name, but, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Matt and Shane's secret podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I guess he was doing stand-up or something, and he had Build the Wall Governor on there. But, yeah, good for him at the end of the day. He won that one. And you said Bowen Yang's got one, too, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
Something gay? Culturistas, yeah.
Is it? Let me guess.
With his friend.
It's about being gay. Is the friend gay?
No. Like, say what you want about
I know
Bowen Yang, but his career has done well since... he's been on Saturday Night Live. Like, I'm not even a big Bo and Yang fan or anything, but he's in a lot of shit now.
Yeah, oh yeah, for and sure. And look, it does help.
His friend, too, that he does the podcast with was his, like, partner growing up, just as far as, like, writing partner.
Okay.
Improv partner, like, theater, sexual, whatever. Sexual no, partner. They're, like, best friends. So he's on the podcast with him. I think he's fucking great. And Bowen Yang owes a lot to his friend.
Okay. Who is it? Do you know his name?
I think it's Matt. He just had a Showtime special, too. Let me find
it. Good for him. While you're doing that, we'll end it with podcasts here. Bob decided to send me into a rage last night, right before I left the studio.
I was pretty excited to tell you this news, to be honest.
God damn it, dude. I'm so fucking bitter and angry about it. So, Smartless, the show that I fucking hate. And thank God these guys are catching a break these days. They just sold for the next 3 years for $100 million to SiriusXM. So their $80 million deal with Amazon was up, and Amazon said, "Hey, we would love to keep you. How about another 80?" And they were like, "No, I think we'll get this into a bidding war." And SiriusXM just picked them up for $100 million. Now, I don't know how you're going to do it. Their back catalog can't be that deep, Bob.
Ross, I got a proposition for you.
What do you got?
What if we go 50 minutes a week, you and Dan both go sober, and you just talk about, you know, how you found the friendships you needed to
need
alcohol.
Shit, man. I mean, it's so fucking insane. Not only that, but the premise is so lazy where it's just like, oh, hey, a friend's coming on. Sweet. Who is it? I don't know. We'll just fucking talk about it for 44 minutes. There'll be 90 ads in it, and then we can all go back to making Ozark and all the other shit.
By the way, they are making, so let's say we said 3 years, they do about 150 episodes.
Okay.
Maybe in 3 years.
It's a proven model.
They're making per episode about just a little bit less than what Brock Purdy made this year to be quarterback.
Yeah.
Per episode.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the... Oh, God. Do you have their back catalog? How many shows are there? Because Rogan or like Stern. Like, I get it. Their back catalog is very, very deep. So is Drinking Bros, for Christ's sakes.
They have 187 episodes.
Oh, my God, dude. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, that's more than I thought.
Are you...
That is more than I thought.
For 187 episodes, which I do in half a year, for Christ's sakes.
Is it evergreen content?
It is. Yeah. It is because it's celebrity guests, but holy fucking shit, dude. Like 187 episodes, and they've made so far, just between these two deals, $180 million. Yeah. So you're looking at $1 million an episode for those fucks? God damn it. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
And wasn't it stupid, like something like they're selling ads for them? They're paying $100 million to sell ads?
That's it. Because you can't.
So it's still going to be on.
It's still
going to
be on Apple and all the other shit, and then they're going to have some. And Apple's doing this bullshit thing with SiriusXM, so SiriusXM now has their own production company, and then they're going to have exclusive, like, oh, subscribe to it, and you can get it 2 weeks earlier or whatever. Same type of deal they did with Amazon, right?
Is Sirius getting into the podcast game?
Yes. Okay. So they are going to be like a Wondery or a whatever it is, right? And they're going to amass this thing. So Cumulus has been doing it for a while. Full disclosure, we've sold a couple shows to Cumulus, mostly because ad reads. They're just dropped in. There's a lot of hosts that can't read ads. And that's the problem. Like, if you're not selling anything, it's the same reason why television was created in the first place, was only to sell ads. Same with podcasts and everything else. If you can't read the ads, it would be more helpful and beneficial just to have them dropped in and be like, oh, hey, go to fucking Austin Tire Shop down by the Y and get four new tires for $80 or whatever it is, right? Then you don't have to do it. The only problem is they usually put, you know, 8 to 12 ads in your show. Didn't you guys deal with something like this?
What do you mean?
On the other side, was it iHeart? Yeah. iHeart Radio's got it too.
They were like, yeah, we recommend doing about 11, 12 ads a show.
Yeah. Like,
no, we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, I can insert them physically. So, yeah, I mean, it says whenever I put like maybe one or two at the start of the show, but then it.
And that's fine. We do the same too, where it's just like, all right, cool, man. Because this is free at the end of the day. If I was on a paywall, though, yeah, they're going to do whatever you want. For something like that. you know, with those guys, when you're only doing a 50-minute show, to put 12 fucking ads in there is going to, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know they had that many.
Yeah.
So
good for those guys. But boy, I just, the hatred. Yeah. And I mean, watching the doc where they're all sober and it's, you know, homeboys eating kale, farting all over
the
place.
You liked it. The dynamic is very distinct. Now, listen, if we're going on rules of podcast, they really do have all of their characters laid out. They stick to it.
Sure. For 44 minutes. 44 fucking minutes. I could do that from my bed. Just when I wake up in the morning, I could give you a better 44
right
from my fucking bedroom.
Sure.
But good for those guys, you know. And don't they do it through Zoom? They don't even meet in person and shit too.
I don't think they're ever with each other, which is weird because this seems like it's their main job now.
It sure does.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Well,
sure does.
Yeah. And they all live in LA.
Yes.
So it's like, why don't you have like a studio you can fucking roll over to?
Because they're that fucking lazy.
I know. I mean, but. So they don't have video. They only have audio, which is like amazing.
That's right. They don't have video. So you don't have to, you don't
have
to do shit.
The audio's great. The audio's great for all being in different areas. Just want to say that. But
yeah. Well, if there's no video, it should be pretty easy. It
pretty
should be
easy.
Pretty goddamn good.
You all
good.
Record
yeah.
your shit and somebody puts
Put
it together.
It in Dropbox
for sure.
And then you're good to go. Jesus Christ. Yeah. So congratulations, dude. 180. Glad you caught a break. 187 episodes is all they've done. My God, man. I mean, it's fucking January 30th, and I have already done 187 episodes, I think. That's fucking nuts.
But it's a little bit of a loophole for advertisers, if you think about it. Because, like, to get, like, they did iPhone for a second, Jason Bateman.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Now, imagine what they had to pay them to come in to shoot those, right?
Yeah.
To be the, you know, whatever that section of commercials that they were doing, right? Mm-hmm. That ad campaign, that push. They paid them a fucking shit ton. Here's a loophole where you can get Jason Bateman to talk about your product for way fucking less.
Yeah.
And so everyone's wanting to do that. And what does that translate into? Money.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's the same reason why, you know, Sofia Vergara is playing Griselda and not like me.
Because
I'm also Latin. But
sure.
But do you know what I mean? Where it's like she's going to sell the show if we're really fucking being honest, right?
No, I
and
I
no
understand.
One else is going to. So
I understand.
And I know
I'm just shocked that it did well because I've got celebrity friends who've done podcasts and they would be ahead of us for a little bit and then they would fall. And this one I was for sure. I was like, oh, this will definitely
I think
fall.
Because they got picked up very quickly by a big company that does everything for them. So the problem with celebrity podcasts is that they go like, dude, fuck this.
Right.
Like I have to what? Upload what? I have to where? Like I need to read these ads. No. They're like they got picked up really quickly to where it's super easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you even happier, doesn't it, Ross?
Yeah, it sure does.
All of what I'm saying is really calming you down, I feel like, huh?
Because Greg LaMontagne's like, dude, bring back on Starks. Like, I'd love to. The problem is I can't be like those guys. I have to sit in 800 meetings because I'm not making $100 million a year. Otherwise, when it's all business-wise wiped out for you behind the scenes, you don't have to do shit.
Yeah.
Yes, you have more time for everything. And yes, I could do more shows. Fuck yeah. Right. The problem is these goddamn calls and then trying to get advertisers to pay and all that other shit. And they don't have that. It's just a huge check behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And then they do it for you later. For real.
Yeah.
And then they just insert it for you. So
although
they're just getting
paid
on a weekly basis.
They read all their ads. Not live.
Right.
But they read them all.
Yeah.
So it's not just like
so do I.
Random. Yeah. No, I know. Yeah.
So that's fine. So why? Some
I'm
say
just trying
it, some
to like
say I read them better.
No, I know. I'm just trying to like calm you down. You know what I mean?
No,
and like make you realize that like they're really good and they deserve all of this. Does that help you?
That's fine. It's not like every ad agency is like, how do you give the best reads in podcasts? If we could just put you on smart list,
right,
and
we're in the weeds.
Ads.
We're in the weeds of the ad.
No, good
ad
for
world.
Those guys. Good for those guys.
Right?
Super, super. Amps.
We love them. Great guys. Couldn't have happened to a greater group of guys.
Yeah. One of them forced Bradley Cooper to get sober. That's why he's always hanging out with his fucking mom. It's fine. I'm like, there's no jealousy or bitterness to it. You know, go to iTunes.
Speaking of,
rate the show 5-star and leave a quick review or. Just call iPhone, and they put Jason Bateman in the commercial for his podcast for iPhones.
Oh,
there's a
reason
that they're at the top of the charts. And you're like, oh, what's that for?
That's a double dip.
Yeah, why is that one show number one for 9 consecutive days? Come on now.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, yep, yeah, yep. Yeah. Spotify, same thing. Love Spotify, actually. Big fan of them. Their tech is fucking on point. I'd love if Spotify gave that call.
That'd
be
yeah.
great. The tech on Spotify, no lie, is my favorite. We were doing video for those guys for a year. That tech is fucking incredible. They can't figure out ads, which is the shocking part. But SiriusXM could. Matt Rogers.
The white man that Bowen Yang owes his entire relationship, his career to.
Is a white man?
Mm-hmm. His bestie. Oh,
that's cool. Good for them. Straight?
New. No.
You don't say.
No. He's really funny, though. I like him.
Okay. Good. Well, maybe after you're done listening to this show and all the others, you can check out theirs.
Cold Charisse's. It was next to us. Didn't you take that picture? It was next to Drinky Bros for a second.
Yeah, we're way ahead of them. But
and it was like,
whatever.
But, on the way,
track of those
on
things?
The way up or the way down, it ended up being like in the charts right next to it. And it was this like gay picture
yep.
of them. And then you guys.
And then it was
and it was funny.
Bros. Yeah, I got a good chuckle out of it.
Anyways.
But we appreciate being here. Are you guys dropping a one star crime corner this week?
We have a crime corner this week.
Okay.
And then I believe a one star. And
awesome.
Then we're back on track.
All right. I'm going to grab those bottles and I'll have them on for Thursday's show.
Beautiful.
So I'll pick them up in the morning and then we'll decide what we're going to do with the crime juice. We will unveil those live on the show on Patreon on Thursday. Okay? We appreciate you tuning in. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.